Blog Talk Radio.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
I'm good. You good? Sounds
yeah,
happy?
I'm good.
People, good evening. We are here live on a Tuesday night. This is a special edition of the What Are You Reading comic book show. But I have to be honest, it cannot be a special edition unless you call in and join us and talk comic books with us for the next 2 hours. Because if you don't, this show is just going to be an average show for the next 2 hours. You know, you could have been talking wrestling, but you got us instead. You might as well make the best of it. So, my sidekick, Jordan Cobb, will tell you how you can join us.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are numerous ways in which you can join us. You know, most popular being your phone. Please pick up your phone and dial 215-253-4516. Once again, 215-253-4516. You can also join us, excuse me,
drinking
live
all,
on
already.
By calling and or adding the contact SilverSurfer_forever, lowercase, to help your search. And of course, you can join me, Surfer, and countless others in the Listen Live chat room.
And this is part of a triple header for your brain, okay? By the time the night's over, you're going to be sick of us. You're going to be loving us. It's going to be a three-run home run, okay? Because we're doing this for the next 2 hours. At 9 o'clock, the rant will be on, which, as usual, with wrestling awesomeness. And then, if that wasn't enough for you, at 11 p.m., Freaks and Effing Geeks, I don't even know where they came from, but they said we got to get in on this fun, so they'll be on at 11 o'clock to just put you to sleep. And I don't mean put you to sleep, boring you, but you know you're going to be so worn out, you're going to fall asleep on it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not, you know, but you'll fall asleep after the show, okay? So that's what's going to happen. So didn't we just do this 2 days ago?
Yeah, I guess.
And then arm being twisted to do this again. Talk comic books. I can't even think of enough comic book things to talk about for another day. But we're going to do it.
Yeah, because we love you people that much.
Now, but I heard you belch a second ago.
Yeah, I was just
taking you know you're in your contract, you're not supposed to have a drink until after the first half hour. Because you can't be all drunk and sloppy.
I'm drinking a Coke Zero, sir. Thank you very much.
That's not a man's drink. What is wrong with you?
You honestly know what it is? Like low calorie.
It's Megan. I know. Megan got you drinking Coke Zeros.
No, I drink it by choice because low calorie and diet type soda drinks actually help me get in a zone when I'm writing. I'm not kidding. Like, they really do help me write. I've been writing some short stories today that I'm probably going to publish on my website. I've been planning together script ideas.
I need new friends. But anyway, it's your life. You want to drink that poison, go right ahead.
Trust me, there will still be plenty of alcohol inside of me.
We got our first caller tonight. Will I Am Morgan.
What's up, man?
What's up?
William Morgan.
Chilling. What's up, my people?
Nothing much. Nothing much.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man.
You always bombard me with comic book questions. Let's see what you got from tonight.
I am here. Yes, I got
good. Good.
I got questions. I got comments and things I want to say. You're going to get down on this JLA Avengers.
Oh, so you want to join us on a round table. Okay. Yeah, people, right. I put all it out there cool. for a round table discussion.
You're doing a lot tonight, man. I got to get into it. Man.
I need some callers for that, though. I mean, the three of us, we need one or
we
two
need
more people.
People.
I know, right?
Yes.
So, where are you at, people?
I will start bribing people with bitcoins if need be.
Whoa. You're getting the bitcoins.
Bitcoins, huh?
Yeah, bitcoins, man. Hey, don't count them out yet. Don't count them out.
I heard Bitcoin for suckers. But,
I heard this is really the only plausible thing I can bribe people with, so I ain't giving up my goddamn money right now. I haven't gotten any work for my job since goddamn March. And I'm still looking, so.
I hear you.
But, yes, we will be talking several comic things. We're also going to take a look at some of the new DC titles that are coming out tomorrow since DC is back to regular publishing. Now that Convergence is finally over.
Yeah, it's over.
Okay, it is still the same universe. Like, I still can't believe, people, the continuity, the timeline that DC has been in since 2011 is still remaining.
Right.
It is still there, but yes, they're just not putting New 52 right. on the books anymore because, well, they're not really publishing 52 books anymore.
And they're not new.
Yeah, exactly. It's been four damn years.
But
again, it's the same timeline. Mm-hmm. So that's the important thing to understand, because the effects of what's happening in Superman, and especially in Scott Snyder's Batman book, are still going to be dealt with in this month's line of publishing.
Well, Batman basically didn't change much from pre-52 to New 52.
Yeah, that was a bit of a problem, even though it's still... probably DC's best book right now, that was still problematic, because it just created a whole bunch of time fluxes. And
other
all
than
that.
Them trying to say that Tim Drake was never really Robin, right?
Yeah, Tim Drake was always Red Robin, and I was like, okay, I really don't know how to feel about that, since Tim Drake is the best Robin to me. I'm going to say that right now.
Yeah, I've always thought so. I mean, not to dump on Damian, because he's I mean, a lot of people like him, and I get that, you know.
Damian's great.
It was awesome.
I'm looking forward to Damian's own book.
And, you know, some people are riding the dick. And
oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
It's nice, Surfer.
and nobody...
Here's a gold star.
You know, I admit, I voted for them to kill off Jason Todd.
Good, because Jason Todd sucks.
Anyway...
Look, I'm still gonna say this. Jason Todd has only been interesting when Judd Winnick wrote him as a straight up villain.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Anti-hero Red Hood does not work. I'm sorry. I'm gonna put that out right now. People may disagree with me. That's fine. I will have if you disagree with me, I will have a nice conversation with you. But I'm sorry.
And we got a caller who keeps changing his alias, and I can't keep up with it half the time.
Okay, so who are you this night?
Why don't you?
For the purpose of this show, I am the Mighty Tank.
Okay, Mighty Tank.
Mighty Tank.
Welcome, Mighty Tank.
Okay, man, I need to be paid $1 every time you change your name.
We both need to.
Excuse me.
Hey, Jordan.
We're glad to have you, Tank.
I don't think two people.
There will be no mention of the guy from Newark during the show.
We'll just say that guy.
That guy who's not copyrighted by Marvel Comics.
Are you calling about being part of the roundtable also?
Yes, because the only other person that knows more about the Avengers and the Justice League of America is on his way home from work.
How long does
that
it take?
That would be the impact player.
How long does it take
Raya
for him to get home?
I don't know. I don't know what time he's working until tonight.
Because if he can get home a good enough time and wants to get in, we'll hold that section off and do other stuff until then. Text him.
I don't know. I would assume it's there usually like 9 o'clock.
Oh, he doesn't get on to 9. Okay, then.
Yeah, it's not my day to watch him.
Hey, Surf, let me ask you this. What do you think about that Supergirl?
From what I've watched, I'm encouraged by it. But what I've seen so far, I don't know if that's what's going to air on TV come the fall. Because
there are going to be changes. It's a pilot.
Yeah, it was a pilot. You know, changes could be made.
Exactly.
I think at this point, it originally got leaked, but now I believe.
Definitely leaked.
Yeah.
But now I believe they kind of put it out there because the everything's been positive about it, so they're just like saying, screw it.
Well, are you upset that that's not a Supergirl in the comics?
No. How do you know what Supergirl is in the comics? I mean, she's been changed so many times.
What I've seen, that does feel Supergirl from the comics. They've gotten plenty.
Oh, it doesn't look at me, though, because the Supergirl in the comics doesn't seem to lack humanity very much.
Okay, well, how does that make a compelling...
Okay, if current-day Supergirl and she went on the internet, yeah, I don't blame her.
How does that make a compelling TV show, though?
Look, I think Supergirl can honestly work as a TV show. That's why I'm looking forward to it. I honestly think... I love Melissa Benoist as Kara. I think she's a good fit. I really do. I think she's got the right charm to bring out the loving personality and, you know, and caring about humanity that Supergirl does. I would also like to note that Barry Allen's Kara Zor-El both died in Crisis on Infinite Earth. And now they got their own TV show.
That's true. First Crisis, yeah, they did die.
First Crisis. Not Final Crisis, because fuck Final Crisis. I'm sorry. I hate that one.
And not for nothing, this is the first Supergirl we're getting since that shitty 1980 movie.
What Helen Slater is, it is in a pilot.
How can you hate that movie, though? I mean,
okay, did you see that fucking movie? Come on.
I'm not saying it was the greatest movie of all time, but at least it was. It gave us something to go off of, at least.
Oh, at least it was better. At least it was better than that TV spinoff, The Justice League.
Right. Thank you.
The 1997 CBS movie? Oh, God.
That was terrible. Yep.
That was worse. That was like, oh, wow, that's Guy Gardner.
I watched
you
that about a month
ago. Guy Gardner comic.
I watched it about a month ago, and it's a chore. It really is.
It's so bad.
But nothing, sorry, real quick, nothing's worse than Captain America from the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, Matt Salinger? Oh, yeah. God.
You never seen the Japanese Spider-Man?
No. Oh, I've seen that. That's
not insane. Japanese Spider-Man isn't bad. First of all, that's a 70s show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's only so much you could do in the 70s. And it's a Japanese show. So, as Americans, we don't get everything they do over in Japan, okay? What they like is something different. So
you know that the Japanese Spider-Man is a Super Sentai.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it has a giant mech robot.
It's their show. They could do it the way they want it. That's fine.
Which would make Spider-Man a Power Ranger.
He was a Power Ranger before Power Rangers, though.
Yeah, Super Sentai.
Right. Well, that's what they're into. Don't hate on him for that.
Yeah, I mean, come
I'm not hating on. What I'm hating on is the bad, cheesy-ass graphics.
Dude, it's a 70s show. So
you had to
the effects could only go for so far back then.
Has anyone
I grew up on that.
Has anyone here seen the 70s show with Nicholas Brent?
Yes.
No, what's that guy's name?
I saw the 70s Spider-Man that was done here.
Yeah. I can't remember the actor's name to save my goddamn life right now. But yeah, I mean, we've come a long way in that, Zeke. Goddamn good.
Oh, and I saw the TV Captain America 2, and that was shitty.
Oh, that was incredible.
With the plastic shield.
Yeah.
At least the Fred Bixby Incredible Hulk series wasn't that bad.
Oh, no, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, because they...
That's really a good series. I liked it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
They was able to get away with that show because, other than the transformation, there wasn't no real special effects involved with that show. And then when they did get in special effects with those movies, they're terrible.
Did you guys see the three movies that came out after it went off the air?
Yeah, they're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The one with Thor, awful.
With Patrick from SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Daredevil showing up in one of them.
Yeah.
In the Trial of the Hawk.
Yeah, Rex Smith is... And fucking Professor from Sliders is Kingpin. Yeah, that was not good. Also, I'm pretty sure I'm one of the only few people that just referenced Sliders in 2015.
Yes, you did. Oh, my goodness. Yes, you did. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Now, since we're talking about...
Calm down now.
Since we're talking about old stuff, right? You know, this came out yesterday, and I know a lot of friends, when I talk to them, they probably have just, like... changed their pants like two or three times already from the excitement.
Right.
A remake of Big Trouble in Little China.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not... No.
And then I'm excited because...
The Rock?
The greatest superhero of all time could be in the lead role.
Oh.
The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making this in... Okay, why remake Big Trouble in Little China? Unless you're going to have the same sensibility... And you got a good idea, then sure, but honestly, I really don't see a point of it. I really don't.
Well,
take this energy and probably put it into something, you know, new and different?
It's, you know...
You know what the point is, Jordan? He's got nothing to do until WrestleMania 32.
No, I mean, you'd be surprised how many people today have not watched that movie. You think everybody would have seen it. They haven't. So, and they don't have no interest of going back and seeing an old movie. So, in Hollywood, don't have a lot of ideas, so they remake movies.
Not until I get out there, but okay.
Well, Jordan, you know, when you make it out in Hollywood, don't forget me now, okay?
You're going to forget all about you on the last flight out.
So, Jordan, you want to tell us what the story said about that, Big Trouble in Little China? Or?
Yes, I will. Off of comingsoon.net, the rap reported that, yes, the John Carpenter original, which was scripted by Gary Goldman and David Z. Weinstein, is pretty much going to be happening. Ashley Miller and Zach Stentz, best known for helping to write X-Men First Class, are developing a script for the new movie, which is going to be produced by Danny Garcia, Hiram Garcia, and Dwayne Johnson himself. And it is apparently one of Johnson's absolute all-time favorite films. Again, I will just say this. I love The Rock. I love Big Trouble in Little China. Don't necessarily need to see these two.
Now, you know that movie was originally supposed to be a Western.
Yes, I do. A period Western.
You think they should make this one a period Western with The Rock?
They haven't said much. They have not said much about the script other than that Miller and Stentz are writing it.
If we get a line out of this movie of you can take your ass to the SmackDown Saloon, I'm done. I'm done with his movies.
He says he's done. He's finished.
I'd rather watch John Cena matches than hear that line.
Oh.
Okay, we're not mixing genres here, okay? Unless it relates. I know it's hard.
Does relate.
No, let's save
The Rock
Let's say the Adam,
John Cena, always acts like Superman.
Let's say wrestling for 9 o'clock when Double A takes over. You know, he probably has a lot to say. He hasn't been on the air in a week. So,
who?
Double A.
Nah, he'll be fine. He's been on that new Periscope. He'll be fine.
Now, sorry, I'm bouncing around. So, Jordan, you was talking about the DC. So,
yeah,
there's something you wanted to get to.
Yes, tomorrow, DC Comics will be getting back to regular publishing after the Convergence event. And these are the first new titles under the advertisement of, you know, the DCU and such. Batman Beyond number 1, being written by Dan Jurgens with art by Bernard Chang. Batman Beyond is spinning out of the events of Future's End, which I honestly gave up early into, but seems Terry McGinnis died, and the new Batman Beyond will be Tim Drake. And this is what it says, that, well, at last, Batman Beyond gets his own ongoing series in the definitive future of the DCU.
Okay.
But there's no Bruce Wayne guiding him. There's no Justice League. So it's, apparently.
Why would they kill off Terry McGinnis? People liked him.
I don't know.
No. I know you're not. I'm not asking. And then second, is this current age Tim Drake or older Tim Drake?
I believe it is a older. I don't know. I really don't. All I know is it's Tim Drake. It's possible. Okay, look. Okay, again, Future End was a tale set in the future and such, so I imagine it's Future Tim Drake.
See, I don't want to see Future Tim. If it's not Terry McGinnis, what's the point?
And I love Batman Beyond. Batman Beyond is incredible, and the Batman Beyond comic series that was being published before the New 52 was great. But, yeah, I'm not too sure about this one. I will be checking out all the new number ones from DC this month. I am a Dan Jurgens fan, so and Bernard Chang's art is always good by me.
So DC Comics killed Bruce Wayne
in the future
and Terry McGinnis.
That's dumb. Because that's your backbone for Batman Beyond. It's both of those guys.
Well, yeah, but now you're gonna change. Well, this is set within the DC timeline that's been set since 2011, so this is a different. So this is going to be a new, different take on this.
So when they killed them all, when they killed off the Batman in the Convergence, the regular Convergence storyline, and they're putting Commissioner Gordon in a bat suit.
Okay, that was from Scott Snyder's Batman.
Mm-hmm. Come on now, you know Batman ain't dead for real, for real.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
He's probably stuck. He's stuck in the future too. And he'll have to use some kind of mother box to get back to the present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and speaking of Batman, we have two six-issue miniseries. First up is something is Batmite number 1, written by Dan Jurgens and art by Colin Howe. And it appears Batmite is trying to fix the DC Universe one hero at a time. He is convinced I hate Batmite. I really...
Oh, Batman, don't hate on Batmite.
Batmite sucks, okay?
Now, you know what?
Fuck Batmite.
Come on now. You watch...
He wasn't that great
in... You
would disagree. That's the only time Batmite worked was when Paul Reubens was voicing him on Batman the Brave and the Bold.
Well, that's the Batmite that you want. So, I mean, like... No. See, I'm sorry. When I was a youth, I used to watch the Batman Avengers with Batmite, and I love Batmite. Okay, don't hate on Batmite.
I'm sorry, Batmite is probably the thing I do not like most about the Batman lore and mythology.
But Batman, you got to understand, Jordan. 2 points. Batmite is Batman's Mr. Plick.
Oh no, I understand that. I fully get that. He is also pretty much like the Great Gazoo to Batman.
And Serpent just said when he was a youth.
Ute.
Back when you were reading comics on a stone tablet?
No, wooden bench.
That was a bitch to draw, I'll tell you. But
let me ask you a fellow, how do you do your comics? Do you go to the store and get them?
I have no store near around me, so I'm going digital, Comixology.
Okay.
So. I plead the Fifth Amendment due to the fact that I might get myself incriminated.
Annie.
I like traveling to the store. I'd like taking that journey.
And see if I was in a much different place than where I am right now. You bet I would be putting down my money every single Wednesday at the shop. But yes, I might change this up. But again, I really don't like that, Mike. A part of why the Brave and the Bold version, the cartoon version, worked because of the writing and also the energy Paul Reubens put into it. That's it.
Batman's always been more of an annoyance to me.
Yeah, he's kind of much like the Great Gazoo was.
No,
just never really.
I always thought Batman worked just with the right people, and I know this is gonna set Jordan off, so try to remain calm. But Batman showed up doing R.I.P.
Oh come on!
Not for nothing. As long as they have the right creative team, anything will get over.
Exactly.
No, that's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Hey, look, how the duck is working, and a lot of people was trying to put that down, but now there's bad people are loving it, so.
But how I get my comics, I don't really go through digital unless I'm looking for something old. Unless I'm looking for some of those old crossovers of old Marvel universes or something like that. Then I go to the store, but everything new I pretty much go through digital.
Let me just put it this way so I don't incriminate myself.
Yeah, okay. Look.
I get my books digital from Zantana.
Okay.
Man, Zantana's giving you books? She's incredible.
Hold up. Getting back to this trailer, I was looking at it.
Yeah.
And they're doing a Bizarre book, so that's going to be a funny book, too. Apparently, they're going to do some pre-crisis stories in some of these books, I guess. I don't know. It seemed like that's what they're trying to do. But, you know, DC, they'll start off hot for a month or two, but then...
it'll fade.
Because it seems like they don't let the creators do enough. They don't.
Which is weird, because this new DCU direction is all about the creators.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be about that with New 52.
Yeah.
And then slowly start hearing how writers
how editorial staff just...
It kind of reminds you of DC Comics kind of reminds you of a certain sports entertainment company based out of Tennessee.
But,
I don't know anything about that.
Possibly. But moving on.
Oh, you know, shout out to Godzilla. He's finally got a home in Japan. They recognize him as a citizen of the great nation of Japan. So,
he destroyed Japan numerous times back in the old days. Yeah, you should have been.
After decades of stomping Japan's asshole, they say, "Hey, just let's leave us alone. You can live here now." Okay.
What a dick. And the next miniseries up, a little bit of a counterbalance. Bizarro number one, written by Heath Corson, who has written several of the latest DC animated movies, and art by Gustavo Durant.
Now, do y'all want a Bizarro to be funny, or you want?
I would not mind a funny Bizarro, especially that recent DC animated short, Tales of the Traveler's Bizarro. Love that.
Remember that.
I like
Bizarro. I like Bizarro from the comics. Bizarro in Canada.
I like a Bizarro that's so freaking backwards that he's fucking a danger to everyone. I mean. Not somebody.
For the remainder of this broadcast, please visit us over at rantemradio.com or search for Rant Entertainment Media on iTunes.